everybody. This is Armand Demel with you with The Positive Mind. WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial here in New York. Bringing you ideas, concepts, guests, and themes to help you lead a more positively minded life. Firmly convinced that the more you understand, the more peaceful you are. The more you believe in yourself, the more you believe in the world and the goodness of the world. So let me ask you something. I mean, this week we did programs on Tuesday. We did programs about ghosts in our lives, people that we keep around, ghosts, spirits that we keep there even after they're gone. And why do we keep them there? There's a good question. Why do we keep these people and objects and things around? And then we, on the following day, yesterday, Wednesday, we talked about addiction, and we talked about that the nature of addiction is having a relationship with something, some other substance, that once again is like we're searching for something. So both with ghosts and addictions, it seems that we're searching for some almost missing part of ourselves. Well, the question about the missing part of yourself is an age-old question. In many years, people have asked what it's really about. Some people think that, you know, you're always trying to find your better half in some way or other. Today, I'd like to take a look at the different sides of us, the masculine side and the feminine side of us. It seems pretty obvious that no matter what hormones that you are dominated by, whether they be progesterone, testosterone, or any of the androgen, whatever you have going that dominates your life, that kind of determines your sexuality. The nature of your gonads, you know, men and women both have gonads. The ovaries are gonads in women, but the nature of them, you know, is supposed to be that which determines. But then why are there men who are so masculine that, you know, they've just got hair growing out of their ears? And why are there women who are so feminine and so soft? And then why are there men who are metrosexuals? And why are there men who are sensitive? And why are there men who are more female-like or have more female qualities like sensitivity and tenderness and stuff like that? And then why are there women who are strong, who are dominant, who are powerful by nature? So the question today has to do with these differences, the differences between the strata of masculinity, the masculine man, and the feminine man, and the masculine woman and the feminine woman. Interesting. Following our last program, this is not any argument about the sexes. There's no judgment here. But according to some very old theory, everybody has both parts, a masculine side and a feminine side. Everybody has this. And that we look for it. Now, if you're a man and you're born into a world where your feminine side is denied for one reason or another, either people don't approve of it, either you get a low dose of the opposite hormones, maybe it's some kind of brain circuitry, but mostly if the nurturance that is allowed you as a child does not favor your doing girly things when you're a man, then the dolls you play with will be the Ken doll and it'll be soldiers and they won't be the same doll because you can't play with dolls that you dress up. And the things that you do, you're not going to have toys that go in circles as much as guns and tanks and things like that, because that's what you're taught to do. This is a masculine thing. So if you're trained in that way, if you're trained to be all male, when there's another part of you functioning, this other part of you that is sensitive, that does care. I mean, you show any young boy with a puppy, you know, and his feminine side comes out. You think he picks up the puppy and throws him 100 yards? You know, they're sensitive. You know, they know sensitivity. Watch a young boy with a baby, unless the baby is being used, you know, as a way of stealing love from him. You know, if a new baby, you know, he may be angry, but mostly men, boys are very sensitive. But if that sensitivity is not welcomed, you know, he turns that off after a while. And so he treats his dog, he roughhouses his dog. He's not as sensitive with his dog anymore, but his hands tell the difference because his hands are petting that animal. And in that stroking, he is accessing his feminine side, the side of him that is sensitive to touch, to being gentle with somebody. This is Armand DeMille with you with a positive mind. Yes, men, all men have a masculine and a feminine side. All men. And some have more one than the other. Some men have an extremely highly developed feminine side, which have very lot of sensitivities and a lot of emotionality and things that are attributed mainly to women. And these men are mostly dominant that way, and they completely reject the masculine model, the macho masculine model that many people put out there. So a lot of men will be frail of build. They won't be out there building muscles, you know, and look like tanks. They're not trying to appear as being very powerful and strong, but they would be more towards education and music and sensitivity and, you know, the divine nature of the feminine spirit, or what's called the feminine spirit. Of course, there is no such thing, but we're using this today. We're using it. I mean, you can't say anybody is really feminine or masculine, because we're all androgynous. And there's the concept, that's the whole concept of androgyny, that's the whole concept that we have both male and female selves. And you do, my friends. Those of you, the real men out there who love to cook, you know, it's your female side coming out. And it's okay. I like it, you know? So now what happens when you deny your masculine side, and if you deny your feminine side and you're a man, and you really deny it, and you become completely fixed on your masculinity, then a part of you is aching for your female self. It aches, it yearns, it moans for. And nature provides you with this external source. It has you most attracted to the women who embody the most feminine self. So the more stuck you are in your masculine self, the more you're going to be attracted to that sensitive, frail, high-heel-shoed, vulnerable woman. You see those types like Marilyn Monroe or Playboy bunnies and things like that, and you say, ah, she makes me hot. What she's really doing is she's the other side of you. She's the exaggeration of the other side of you. And so you are desperate for that. You're clinging for that, and that's what you're attracted to. And what nature allows you to do, it allows you to believe that you're really searching out a mate. And so you go searching for this woman, and when you get this woman and you get close to her, the two of you join together, and you feel like you in some way have found peace and love. And what you found is a piece of yourself that's missing. But of course it doesn't work, because you're really looking for that part in you. This is Armand DeMille with The Positive Mind. We're giving you a big thought here. Every man out there, I'm saying, you have a feminine side. And if you're denying the feminine side, you're going to be thrown lustfully, almost addictively, to finding a woman who embodies the feminine side of you more. Now, if you're a man who has a highly developed feminine side, you very often are attracted to women who have a highly developed masculine side. So you'll find some men who are very sensitive, who are very attracted to dominant, strong, powerful women. You know, the ones who kind of look up to the women and admire the women, and they want to find a woman who is very strong and powerful. I know men who are attracted to women who work out in gymnasiums, you know, and this is their ideal, you know. It's the ideal is to show me your muscle, you know. So the more developed your feminine side is, the more you live with it, the more you're going to be searching out the masculinity in a woman if you're heterosexual. And if you're homosexual, you'll look for the opposite of you. in your same sex. Does that make sense? Okay, so let's say you're a man and you're a homosexual, you're a gay guy, and you say to yourself, okay, I'm gay, but I have a highly developed feminine side of myself, right? And I let myself have all the sensitivities and appreciation and cultural desires and, you know, music and poetry and all those other things I allow myself, and fabric and understanding and decorating and all those nice things that women are usually afforded. I feel those things myself. And what am I attracted to? You're attracted to a masculine man, a man who is less sensitive, a man who is more sweaty, you know, because, again, you're looking for the other side of you. This is hard to understand. Women, on the other hand, the same kind of thing goes on. Now, we're going to stick with the men for a minute. When a man is looking for a woman who is the opposite of his ultra-masculinity, when he's very, very strong and he goes for, therefore, the very frail, very vulnerable woman, sometimes, when he doesn't have it, he fantasizes about it. And these become his sexual fantasies. And that's why internet pornography plays up to that a great deal. They show you vulnerable women who are buxom and have all these characteristics, and or the magazines will be filled with these women, because the idea is you have to have something. You have a sexual fixation on finding the other you. Yes, guys who masturbate are masturbating to themselves. That's what they're doing. They're looking for this lost self in the magazine. They don't know that, of course. The way nature drives you to finding that part of yourself is it just sends you out there and says, there, that's what you're looking for. But, of course, it never lasts. Of course, as soon as it's over, as soon as you're satisfied, you know, you lose that idea and you go back to being with the boys. Armand DeMille with you with the positive mind. Let's consider it if you're a woman. Now, if you're a woman and you have a highly developed masculine side, and by that I mean you have taken this feminine, vulnerable side and you said, I hate that in a woman. As many women say that, you know, I don't like to see a woman who's wishy-washy. I don't like to see a woman who's submissive. And you reject that part of you. And you say, all I want is a relationship with a man who's an equal. But what you find is a man who's very sensitive, who's very tender, who's very vulnerable, and what it winds up is you wind up being the masculine one, and he winds up being the feminine one. And the opposite takes place. If you're a woman who's got an ultra-developed feminine side of herself, you know, who dresses the dress and walks the walk and, you know, sends out pheromones wherever she goes to attract men, and you've got it and you've got that stuff, you have a highly developed feminine side, then what you look for is the masculine side in a man. You look for the man who's, where can I find a real man, a strong man, a man who's a real man? Because you're looking for the other side of you. Now, I know this sounds crazy. I know it says, what is he talking about? Are you saying that I've got a girl in me? Yeah. And I say, you women have a man in you, too. And again, you know, this easily extrapolates to the gay lifestyle as well as the heterosexual lifestyle. But I'm using the heterosexual lifestyle just as a way of talking about it. So, you know, Jung, Carl Gustav Jung, who was I used to be a Jung man. Now, Carl Gustav Jung was a disciple of Freud's, but he kind of went on to understand things at a different level. And one of the things he saw was he saw a description of a thing called the anima and the animus. Anima is, you know, the feminine side of a man. It was called animus, the masculine side of a woman. And he believed also that our mission in life was to find our missing half. Now, think about this, and think about if you're searching for the other side of you, if you're searching for the other sexual side of you, and you're sexually feeding for it. Now, what Jung said that was really fascinating is that anyone who becomes a ghost, and this refers to Tuesday's program, becomes an addiction which refers to Wednesday's program we did on addictions, because they represent the missing part of you. So let's say you have a relationship with somebody, and you wonder, what is it I'm so hung up in that person? Well, what you're hung up in that person is the missing part of you. And it's usually the missing masculine or feminine part of you. Think about the person you pine for the most. Think about the person who just... Let's say you're a man and you're in love with a woman who just wants nothing to do with you anymore. You're going to find that she probably was a very strong woman, and that what you were attracted to most was her strength. And her strength was the balance for your sensitivity. Otherwise, you wouldn't be pining, you see. You have to be a sensitive type to be pining for somebody. And, of course, if you're a man and you're pining about a lost... If you're a woman who's pining about a lost man, right, it's usually you're pining about somebody who's the opposite of you. So if you are very masculine, you pine about somebody feminine. But usually if you're very feminine, you pine about somebody very masculine. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. So our ghosts are usually a missing part of us, and a missing sexual part of us. We're going to talk to you about this today. We're going to talk to you because I want to hear it from you, because I know it must be ringing bells in your mind. What is he talking about? What are we talking about? We're talking about opening up a kind of a window here for you to find yourself. Because the reason that we place this part of ourselves on other people is we never believe we could have it ourselves. My gosh, if you listen to me on the air, I must sound like a kind of a rough man who also happens to be very sensitive and tender. I mean, that's my appeal, you know. I've got both sides of me all the time coming out here. Now, I'm not saying I'm lucky. I'm saying this is just a part of me that I've worked on for so many years. I'm a man's man, but I also have a very sensitive side, and you should see me grow flowers. I like orchids. I like to cook. I like things that are sensitive in nature. I like pussycats. You know, I like beauty. You know, I like tenderness. I like those things. I like to cry. I'll weep. I'll feel sad. I have deep emotions. It's all the good side of me. And when I didn't have that, and when I couldn't connect with that with myself, I'd look for it outside myself. You've got to have it. I mean, that's what drives sexual addicts, you know. Sexual addicts are people who are searching, searching, searching all the time to find the missing part of themselves. So we want to take your calls. The telephone number here is 212, and I know we're lighting a fire here. I know we're going to get some responses. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. I am with you with The Positive Mind. We're talking very specifically about the opposite sex side of you, the other side of you, and how you've learned about it, how you've searched for it, and what you find in your current relationship, and what you found in past relationships. In fact, if you think about the ghosts in your life, you'll find it's an opposite sexuality that you're missing. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. We'll take one of your calls. Hi there, you're on the air. If there's a call there yet, by the
Hello.
Way. Hello. Hello.
Hi, this is Leora.
Hello, Leora.
Thank you so much, because when you mentioned the anima and animus, and then you mentioned, I've studied that. Could you possibly, dear Armand, say something that you can be in a room at a party, and suddenly you'll meet somebody, and that fits the unconscious aspect, if it's a female, of your male side, and suddenly, unconsciously, it goes on the other person, and it has a tremendous power. So my request is, and then if it's reciprocal...
No, go ahead. You know about this, Leora. Talk about it. What do you? Don't ask me to say it. You say it.
Well, this can, it's open all the time. Of course, you described it so beautifully in terms of the part that is, but that we're looking for in terms of the strengths of one's sensitivity. But you can be anywhere. You can be in a party. You could be in any group. And this is active. It's not a flirtation. And suddenly you'll meet a person that matches this side that you're missing, and it mysteriously goes on the other person. And if it's reciprocal, so yours is on him and he is on you, and the energy is awesome. It's such a, you feel this is it.
You know, that's what they call falling in love.
I know, but the secret is this, and this is the warning. It's a beautiful energy. But if you know, and thank the Lord that Armin brought this to our consciousness, but you have to check out the quality and the character of the person. Many people marry because they feel this is it, and they don't check out the person in terms of compatibility and quality and friendship.
So sometimes what you're saying, Liara, sometimes the person matches our needs, and we're having an immediate need met, but there's something about the depth of the personality that later is going to fall by the wayside. So before you jump in with all your hands and legs and feet and heart and everything else, give it a little time. Falling in love is usually a sign of a trapdoor being sprung. It's like your missing part has suddenly appeared and you believe it really exists.
Yes, but but this is also very important. So you marry. And in terms of compatibility, if you work out your growth together, it's a beautiful combination, that energy and the other quality. But if not, and you decide to leave compatibly, there is this commonality term, carrying the torch. This is very, very, very important. What happens is that your male anima is still on that other person. And unless you can take it, get it back through some, I used to do this in some therapy and try to get it back, you'll still carry that torch and not really be free until you learn how to get it back within yourself.
Nice going there. Thank you very much.
If you want to elaborate on that.
I will, Liara. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Right. This is Armand DeMille with some of our better students. Liara certainly understands herself and does a lot of work on herself. And she's explained it well herself. I don't have to elaborate on that. But she, you know, carrying the torch is a big item. That's like having a ghost. Yes, when somebody represents this other side of you, and then you break up with them, the reason that you're carrying the torch for them is because they own you. They own your sexuality. They own, you know, especially, let's say that you're a man and you finally meet your sexual match. Now, of course, what you've met is your sexual match of the missing part of your sexuality. If you're a man and you find the perfect woman, you know, and the two of you have a hot time, and then that time dies, what you may be going to remember is the passion. You're going to yearn for that passion, but what you're really looking for is that you've put not only your own, you know, not only was there a wish that you could find the feminine side of yourself, but you wind up investing it. You put your whole feminine side on them. You disown your own, and you say they embody it. And now you just pour it all over them. It's like they find a man, you know, a woman like that finds a man who's very masculine, and she admires his masculinity. And so she pours all this masculinity on him and appreciates his masculinity. And then she just gets more and more. He's the one, you know, well, he's the one who does all the handiwork around the house. He's the one who fixes things. He's the one who does this. And you make the role so fixed that when he leaves, he takes you with him. And that stuff, you got to get yourself back. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. Let's take another one of your calls. Hi there. You're on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hi there.
I've just been through what you were talking about. Could you tell me how I can get myself back after investing so much in myself?
Well, tell me about it. Tell me what you lost. What happened?
It was a 14-year relationship, and I was offended because we weren't getting married, and he never talked about it. And I also had a handicapped child that he didn't want to deal with. This is an adult child. So I broke it off because I found someone else who was really powerful, and I was really attracted to him, and he turned out to have extreme rage issues. So now I'm by myself, and I don't know how to get that 14-year relationship and that man as a standard out of my mind. I'm just sort of fixated on it.
Well, let's go back to it. The man, you said specifically, you know, the 14-year relationship, here was a guy who kind of defined himself. He didn't want to get married. He didn't want to form a real relationship. He didn't want to make a commitment. I'm not
right.
going to say not. Yeah. And he didn't want to take care of your child either.
Mm-hmm.
So he rejected that. He was his own kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say very masculine guy?
Yeah, very.
Very. Yeah, very.
Powerful,
right?
Yeah.
Powerful, his own kind of Zorba kind of guy.
Oh, yeah, totally. A Jewish Zorba.
What?
A Jewish Zorba.
A Jewish Zorba.
Fabulous.
Although Zorba, you know, was a very sensitive character.
That's true.
Zorba was his own man, but certainly a sensitive character.
Well, he had that, too, so he kind of had everything. So
it was like a beautiful thing. You got this man. You got this man, and he's got all of your missing masculinity. Now, what did he have that you were missing?
A lot of confidence. He was extremely quick study, which I have difficulty. I'm sort of an ADD kind of person. And he was just sort of seemed to be capable of so many things that I'm not.
And he was focused?
Yeah, very focused.
And he was
focused.
Direct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very, very direct.
Very
and
direct.
And I was always cowering. And
how was sex?
Like a dynamite blast.
So it was the most powerful sex you ever had?
Yeah.
And the most wonderful, powerful sex, because the thing that matched was you welcomed all of his power into you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
You responded to him completely.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah, so you see that merger takes place, that wonderful merger takes place, and you meet this finally, and you say, there he is, the guy.
Yeah.
And then you say, I'm going to take this very masculine guy, I'm going to ask him to put on himself, who's very fixed in his masculinity, I'm going to ask him to do something like make a commitment, which is more of a feminine thing, and I'm going to ask him to take care of my child, which is more of a feminine thing, and he says, oh no, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know you need this.
Yeah.
So you do the wise thing, and you say, okay, we can't do it. Now, luckily, along the way, you find another over-masculine guy who helps you bail out, but that guy's masculinity gets so testosteronic that he becomes rageful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See?
Yep.
And so now you've got the second one, and you say, oh, no, this is not the right source. This is not the place. So the thing you're looking for are these qualities in you. You're looking for your directness. You're looking for your strength. You're looking for the tremendous ability you have to take care of things in your own kind of way, which you do.
Yeah.
Obviously, you take care of your child, huh?
Yep.
And you take care of your puppies.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sort of a nurturer, but now I don't have the other side that was nurturing me, and I didn't realize, at the time, I didn't realize I needed it until it was gone.
You know, I don't know if we need it because you have it. The problem is not finding it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is unmasking it.
Okay, yeah.
And that's what you're going to be looking for.
Mm-hmm.
To unmask this part of yourself. Hey, thank you for calling in. What's your name?
Judy.
Judy, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, do you have any suggestions on where to start to find myself?
Boy, I'm going to suggest a good active therapy.
Yeah, I'll call the office.
Okay.
Great.
Okay,
thanks
bye-bye.
So much. Bye.
Hey, this is Armand DeMille with you. It's a Positive Mind. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll take more of your calls talking about this stuff. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. You're listening to Zinahan, D-Z-I-H-A-N, and Kamien, K-A-M-I-E-N, in a piece called Stiff Jazz from Ocean Drive, the name of an album. And this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. If you just tuned in and you're just passing by and you said, what's that cool music? Well, it's the music that we play in the middle of our programs. We're doing usually a talk program, and in this talk program, we're talking about some of the factors of the human mind, things that most people don't talk about. And today we're talking about our masculine and feminine sides, about what happens to us when we find ourselves lost in some kind of love, you know, for somebody else who turns out to be really the missing part of us. Judy asks a very important question. And the question she asks is, what do you do about it? Well, one of the things you do is, if you feel yourself that you've lost half of yourself to someone else, is to think about the very characteristics that they had. What are they? They had more what than you ever imagined possible. They had more strength, more directiveness, and go work on those very specific parts of yourself. Try to get to those directly. If you're a man who's yearning for a very sensitive, tender person, find that sensitivity inside yourself. Yes. Learn to throw a pot. You know? It's pottery. Learn to try some cooking. Cooking's an amazing thing. You know, cooking, even though you could do it very, it's a very masculine thing. All the great cooks we see on TV, Mario Batali and others, you know, ooh, we give it a, you know, it's usually a very masculine thing the way they present it, but it's not. It's chemistry. And chemistry is such a sensitive, sensitive thing to do. It's all chemistry. Food is chemistry. Mixing, cooking is chemistry. You got to be real sensitive to do it well. You know, it's not just throw in a little butter and throw in some sugar and add more fat and then add some salt and that's it. It's going to taste good. Well, so, you know, you got to be sensitive to the taste. So we're taking your calls about your relationships. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. We're going to take another call right now. Hi, you're on the air. This is Armand DeMille.
Hello, Armand. My name's Phil, and it's good to talk with you.
Hello, Joe.
Phil.
Phil. Hello, Phil.
Okay, man. I have a question for you. I don't think it has to do with relationships, but you said something about 10 minutes ago that hit me, and I didn't catch it all, but it was about why sexual addicts, they're looking for something.
Sure. Sure.
And I'd love for you to repeat that. Because,
okay, let's jump right into it, Phil. What are you searching for in your own unquenchable search when you look for your own sexuality and you look for, you know, having sex? What are you looking for? Tell me what repeats itself over and over again. What makes you, what do? You go out there, you meet somebody, and in a short while you feel like you got to go meet somebody else. What happens to you?
Yeah, I think variety is kind of a big thing. I've had many loves and some very good sexual relationships and some good relationships with sex involved, of course. But I fantasize and dream of the most wonderful person sexually, and I'm still going to probably want somewhere down the line to be with someone different once in a while.
Okay, but now describe the perfect person that you fantasize about.
Well, that's really a tough one, actually. Cause I think I guess it would be someone that understands me totally.
You want an understanding person. You don't want a sexual person.
No, the sex is, I do the sex, it's easy. For someone that would, takes where I'm at and considers it pretty much 100%. Yeah. I don't know if that's selfish, probably is.
Okay, so now, is this person, is it a man or a woman?
Well, it would be a man.
Okay, so let's say a man that you meet, that you have a sexual relationship with, but he has something. He has a depth. He has an understanding. He cares about you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you've met many men who do care about you and are interested in you, and you kind of tossed them away in place of somebody else.
I let them into my life, certainly, but it didn't stay that way. It didn't last. Yeah.
So that you need them, the addictive part of you is to have somebody who's interested in you, really interested in the inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's what you're looking for.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so now if we use the theory that that which we are searching for is a part of ourselves that we're looking for in ourselves, then it would say that you are searching for the part of you that wants to focus on yourself,
mm-hmm.
the part of you that wants to look at yourself, the part of you that wants to truly see yourself, and you can't because you're caught up in this addiction. You're caught up in finding it on the outside.
Yeah, I know.
And for as long as he's finding it on the outside, you can't find it inside you.
Yep,
when you find a guy who sees you, and in your fantasy guy that you're looking for, what will he see in you that nobody else sees? What will he see? What will he see in Phil that the average person doesn't see?
Yep. You want me to try and answer that? Or?
Yeah, I want you to try to answer it.
I would like to... I don't know, a commitment, loving person that's obviously not doing that, but I am.
What they would see inside of you is a very tender, very needing.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I'm needing, that's for sure.
Now, you don't usually show how much you need when you first go out there.
No, that's for sure. You got that point, right? Yeah.
So you go out there in a kind of a masculine way,
right? Yes.
And you attract somebody who you're hoping will be sensitive enough, have enough feminine quality to appreciate you.
Yeah.
And the thing you're denying is your own feminine side.
Right. But, yeah, I am.
Yes, you am.
I never thought of that.
That's you.
Okay.
That's you. The one you're looking for is right there at home.
Yeah. Yeah. I like what you said.
Phil, thank you for calling in.
All right. My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. We're taking calls about your searches and why the search is endless. Because as long as you're looking out there, you know, you can't find that the real source is inside you. So let's say you're a woman who's searching for the perfect man. And we're saying, no, you're searching for those qualities inside yourself. Identify those qualities inside yourself. You don't have to give up your femininity to embrace your masculinity. You can be both. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. Hello there.
Hi, Armand. This is Ralph.
Hello, Ralph.
How are you?
Good.
My question, the last three shows have been ringing so many bells I can't hear past them. But my question about today's show is, when a person seems to be in search of the opposite part of themselves, if that can change as you go through life, in other words, if some external circumstance in your life makes you go from a more bold, outgoing person towards a more emotional side, if that can cause conflict in your relationship, because actually now you're looking for something different than you were in the first place. And I was wondering how that relates to why, like, if you get married to somebody and you go through a period of time of marriage that doesn't work out, and you hook up with somebody post that point that's completely different, and you still don't get along with them. I was wondering how that all fits together. In other words, is it like, just do we know less about each other than we really thought, or how does that work?
Well, you know, the beauty of it is if you met somebody and you're with them and you've uncovered parts of yourself that you didn't even know you had. Like, let's say, you know, you're a man's man and you feel pain at a level that you never knew you could feel pain. And you start saying and recognizing and acknowledging this part of yourself. And let's say we call that the feminine part of you. And we discover this part, and you grow with it. You embrace that part of yourself. And now, you're my ideal. You're a man who's not afraid to weep. Now, you get up to that point where you are this person, and hopefully your mate, if they're still with you, grows with you. And they start embracing their masculine side. And it's a beautiful thing with couples, to watch couples who go through some traumatic shift. You know, where they now, both of them are changing. and where he is embracing his more sensitive side and she's embracing her more masculine side. And this kind of beautiful shift makes this relationship exquisite because it's limitless.
It seems like it takes a lot of knowledge to get to a point where both people can do that without
it
conflict.
It takes a lot of sandpaper, Ralph.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, let's talk about it. Let's say you're a woodworker. Let's say you wanted to make something beautiful, like a mallet.
Like a mallet.
Like a mallet. Right. So let's say you wanted to make something, and you wanted to really polish it up right, and you wanted to present a perfect piece of wood. How much time does it take? How much sanding do you ever do on a guitar when you've got a perfect piece of wood and you want to make it perfect? How much time does it take? How many layers do you have to go through? It's endless.
It never seems like you would ever know the answer to that. It's limitless until it's perfect.
That's right. It's limitless until it's perfect, and then probably you sense the spot. Well, you know, if I keep going, I'm going to go over the edge. I'm going to work my way through the wood.
Right.
You know, and that's when you decide, I think I'll fix it right here. I think I'll leave it right where it is. But you're a man who really understands the process of layers, and it takes layers. Now, when you're in the middle of it, I guarantee you it is painful and difficult.
But
as you're going through it, it's murder. But when you get done, it's perfect.
Yeah. I've had a good teacher.
Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Omar. Nice talking to you.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
212-27. That's Ralph, by the way. He's a wonderful woodworker. Wonderful. I mean, that's his hobby. He does wooden things. But, oh, my God, what a sensitivity. 212-209-2900. Let's take another call. This is Armand DeMille. You're on the air. Hi there.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi. You mentioned that you found your feminine side. So does it mean that you are a complete person? Does it mean that you are not sexually attracted to other people? Or what does it mean?
Well, wait a minute. Who said that I found my feminine side?
I think you mentioned that you worked on your character.
Yeah, I kind of worked on, you know, not being so stuck in this very masculine program that I was given as a kid. You know, as a kid, it was all, I grew up in a neighborhood where everybody was just tough, tough, tough. And I saw myself never really buying it very much. But then I found that I would allow myself to enjoy things that other people wouldn't enjoy. And when I discovered my heart, when I discovered that I had feelings, and when I found that aggression was not the only way through life, but that there was a tenderness that actually gave me access inside to myself, to a beautiful, exquisite part of myself. When I found that, and I mean
by... You found it by yourself?
No, I found it with the help of a lot of people. You know, I went to a lot of people and I said, how do you get through this door? And they said, well, here's one key. And then I go to somebody else and I say, well, how do you get through the next door? And they'd say, here's another key. But, you know, I've been doing this a long time. But when I got through it, when I felt the value and the freedom of it to be able to feel that, it's wonderful. And it doesn't mean it's all over. You know, I'm still a work in progress.
So it's a never-ending process?
It may be ending for a lot of people, like Ralph says, you know. Maybe you sand it down to a point where you realize if you sand it anymore, you're going to break, right, put holes in the wood. You know, but sometimes you feel fixed. But I am so curious. And what I try to engender on this program is that very curiosity in all the people. I want people to refine things. I want them to find new places inside themselves to get the excitement of discovery. So does it mean you're no longer attracted to other people? No, but the people you're most attracted to are people who have found themselves as well. And it's so beautiful when you see somebody who's a warrior, you know, who's there. I mean, as a friend, as a lover, whatever it is, when you find people who are just willing to champion themselves and challenge themselves, it's fantastic. I work with 20 such people. I've spent my years finding these people to even work with. I have people I work with who I've been working with for 25 years. Because I won't let them go and they won't let me go because we love working with each other for this very same reason. So I guess you hear my excitement.
Yeah.
And therefore, no, I'm not close to other people. I'd love to meet more people who are travelers.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. 212-209-2900. 2900. This is Armando. Well, she got me very excited just then. I could feel it. 212-209-2900. This is Armand DeMille. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Armand. This is Jim from Long Island. How are you?
Hello, Jim. Nice to hear from you.
Same here. I don't know if I have a question, but just I'll describe myself. I grew up kind of as a shy, introverted person, maybe more sensitive. But physically, I was more, I would say, masculine, and I was able to play sports well and get in touch with that side easily. And then I had been married to a more of a assertive woman for 15 years, and we just got recently separated. But I think as I became more in touch with my masculine side, I think the relationship sort of started to dwindle from there. But then as we had separated and I look at other women now, I like all the things about them. I notice so many things more than ever than I have in the past. Their hair, their everything that makes them feminine. I enjoy it more than ever. And it seems like I had gotten more in touch with my masculine side and gotten so comfortable with it that I've gotten more in touch with the female side of myself, more sensitive, and I'm able to, like, appreciate those female attributes, what makes them a female and all those things. So it's just something that's wonderful.
Yeah, so, you know, let's talk about it. Here you are, somebody who started this search, and as a result of the search, you ended up separated from the person you were married to, right?
Yeah.
Right? And here you were in this one relationship, and by discovery, self-discovery, you and she separated. But here you are now in this world, and would you say that she's having a good time in life?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
She's enjoying herself.
In her own discovery, sure.
So she's enjoying herself, and you're enjoying yourself. So even in your separation, the two of you are moving ahead to a new part of yourself. I mean, it's really kind of beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, it's the
kind
of thing that makes miracles happen, like in front of a 7-Eleven.
Absolutely. You never know.
You never know. I'm sitting in a 7-Eleven in front of a car one day, and this very Jim walks over to me and says, Armand. It was kind of amazing, wasn't it?
Very much so.
Nice.
Enjoy this week's shows. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 212-209-2900. We've got time for one more call. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Armand. Let me turn down the radio. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Couldn't get to it. I can't even believe I got in. It's been a while. This is Sarah. How are you?
Hello, Sarah.
What you were saying about the process being ongoing, kind of like working on a piece of wood, is so true. I know myself. I've gone through at least 4 paradigm shifts in my life. I'm 46 years old now, and... yeah, I've had at least 4 paradigm shifts, and every time I have one, I get that feeling that you talk about, that really excited feeling like I'm embarking on a new life, and I'm going through another one right now, and I met a person who has also been going through paradigm shifts, and we kind of click more than any other relationship I've had in my life, because he's the kind of person who is very much in touch with, you know, all aspects of his life, emotional, physical, spiritual, masculine, feminine. You know, I even hate breaking things up into pieces like that, because we're all one whole part of the universe, and we're all connected in so many ways. And it's the same with me. You know, I have a pretty good feeling about my masculine side and, you know, my feminine side, and we both have had bisexual experiences, so it kind of clicks.
And it's a beautiful thing. And so what happens in these, when these click, is you keep your one leg out of the bed. In other words, you don't go in the full way. You find somebody who represents the other half, but you don't indulge the whole thing.
Right.
You don't turn yourself over.
Exactly.
Say, here's 95% of me is us.
Right.
And there's a 5% of me that I'm going to make sure I take my walk on
the
beach
by myself.
Well, that's
the thing. Like, we really try to keep that, our individuality. You know, we don't try to own one another. You know, we recognize that we're separate individuals, and I don't always have to agree with him, and he doesn't have to always agree with me. We can agree to disagree.
Sarah, I thank you very much, and congratulations. Nice that you're still on the journey. Nice to talk to you again.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Armand DeMille with you, with The Positive Mind. Come to the end of our program. We're going to have to be leaving you now and be back with you on Tuesday at 1 p.m. with more of this interesting stuff. If you want to get a copy of today's program, you can go to thepositivemind.com. That's the website. Or you can send me an email, armand@brainlink.com, B-R-A-I-N-L-I-N-K.com. Back with you on Tuesday at 1, my friends.